CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some.
Hope you guys are all doing well on this morning.
All she needed was some. 5:07 a.m.
Yo, and you are chilling with Mark Mzuli, the worst of the worst, baby. Yeah, man, it's a lovely, beautiful morning out here in Johannesburg. The sun is up. I woke up fresh. I woke up feeling good. I hope you're feeling the same way too. But to be honest with you, man, actually, I'm quite peeved, man. I woke up in the morning and the worst thing happened. I actually peed on my foot as I was entering the bathroom when I went to go take a pee in the morning. And that's the worst thing to happen to start off your day, is peeing on your foot. It's like, oh my God, okay, this is going to be a horrible day. But nope. No such thing. We're here in the Cliff Central studio. It's a Tuesday morning. It's still a holiday season. I hope you all are still feeling festive. I don't know how many of you are back at work already. If you are, I hope this will lighten your mood, make your day bright. And if you're not, I hope this makes your day even more relaxed and that you get the best out of it, man. It's a new year, so there should be this whole new year, new you thing. I don't know how many of you guys are into that, but we can't talk about New Year's resolutions if you really want to. I don't know how many people still have those, because most people lose their ambition for their New Year's resolutions come mid-January, not even February, mid-January. But yeah, it is a new year. I want to find out from you guys if you guys had a cracking New Year party. I think I'm getting to that stage where New Year's parties are just not for me anymore, man. It's always the same. It's always a bit disappointing, you know, because you put so much pressure on New Year's Eve and what that will mean, you know. What will going into 2017 be like? Does my New Year's Eve party reflect the life that I'm going to have when this year starts again? I don't really think so, personally. But obviously, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But yeah, tell me if you had a lacquer New Year's jolt. I know. I had a good time. I was just out there chilling with my homies. We were having a braai, you know. We lit some fireworks, had some drinks, the usual stuff. You see, that's the kind of life I'm into now. That's where I want to live. No more clubs for me. No more partying. Just me and the homies sitting around reminiscing about the good old days, drinking. Yes, look at me. I sound like an old man. Maybe I need a new crew of friends who's going to turn me up, guys. I need some of y'all to turn me up. All right. But yeah, just the start of the morning. I hope you guys are having a really good time, man. I don't know what you guys are doing today, because it is the third. Most people are not at work. But I hope it's still a good day, man. I hope you're still being productive. I feel like this time of the year, when everything is chilled and slow, is very difficult to actually to do something of yourself. But for me personally, I can't do nothing, man. It makes me feel like a piece of shit to have nothing ready, nothing to do. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoy today, man. I'm definitely going to. Here's the first track of the day. With Malcolm Julie, baby, from the worst guys. Oh, yeah. It's that type of morning, everybody. Wake up, wake up, wake up. You are chilling with Malcolm Julie, the host of The Worst Guys, taking you in for breakfast in place of Gareth Cliff today. Yeah, we're usually on a Wednesday, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. So you can catch us tomorrow afternoon. But for today, it's breakfast time with Malcolm Julie, man. We're trying to keep it spicy. We're trying to keep it upbeat, up tempo. Whatever you're doing, I hope you're getting ready for a fantastic day, yo. Now,
this morning, nigga, the stress is gone. The only time I feel the pressure when I'm, hey, hey, hey.
Woo! That's Nasty C with Pressure. Love that tune, man. The thing is, the thing that comes out for me there is, I only feel the pressure when I'm standing in the shower. And that is something so true, man. You can only feel the pressure on yourself. Your race, your lane, your way. There's no use looking out at somebody else and wondering how they're doing. It's not going to help how you're doing at all, my brother. Focus on your race and make sure you win it in your pace. I mean, everybody's here trying. Nobody knows the answer. You don't know the answers, Sway. You know the answers. Yeah, man, you are chilling with Mark and Julie from the West, guys. I am on my ace today. I'm alone. I'm taking you through to 9 o'clock doing the breakfast show at place of Gareth Cliff this morning. The streets of Joburg are quiet and serene and beautiful. I love it, man. I feel like I'm the only one awake. I feel like I'm the only one alive, man. And it's really, really refreshing. But yeah, holidays are almost over. It's about time that we get into the new year, 2017. Wow, what does that mean for you, man? Surely, with or without resolutions, I feel inspired, and I think most people do. Once a new year comes around, once we've gone around the sun another time, what are you gonna do this year? What is your improvement? Because the aim at the end of the day is to improve, to always build, to always grow. That's what life is about, is growth and learning. So what do you intend to learn? What do you intend to do in 2017 that you didn't do in 2016? Maybe it was your relationships that were a problem in 2016. Maybe you should stop hoeing around, man, and be faithful for once. This might be your last December to get it all out. If you're looking at changing your ways, you might need to let go of the whole tendencies and start afresh this year. Maybe find a wifey, a girl that you could take to the altar, a girl that your parents would be proud of. Yeah, that's what you're looking for. Look for a girl that your mom would say, that's what you want from your relationships. But yeah, business, life, family, love, that's what we're all about, man. That's what we're all about, especially as the worst guys. I know the name doesn't suggest it, but that's what it is, man. We're all about telling the truth about who we are and what we do and what it's like to be on this crazy planet, man. Like I said, we've done another cycle around the sun, and we counted in days, but I mean, in universe terms, I still think everything's eternal. You know, we don't know what's happening outside of the dates that we have written down on our calendars. I still think time is eternal. We don't have time. It's just something that we use to count the days to go by. But ultimately, you are time. You get to decide what happens over a certain period of life that you have. So yeah, man, don't be shy. Don't be shy. If this is the year for you to go out and get that thing, go out and get it, man. Nobody's stopping you. You are bound by nothing. Let me tell you that. You are bound by nothing. Go and get it, yo. That's Miguel with a Dawn. Beautiful ways to start the day. I hope you guys are having a festive time because it is still holidays. Everybody's still in slow-mo. But yeah, 2017 is here and we're ready to go and get it. Just something I wanted to talk about, man. This is something I feel myself personally. I don't know how you guys feel, but you can hit us up on Twitter at @the_worstguys, or you can speak to us at cliffcentral.com, and give your comments on this topic. I want to talk about how pillow talk is an extreme sport, really. And what I mean by that is that conversation that you have with your spouse, your dearly beloved, after you've done the deed, is where everything happens. Because, I mean, everybody knows that sex can be emotional and unemotional. Actually, I don't know if it can be unemotional. I think there's always some sort of emotion attached to sex. But pillow talk is where people fall in love. This is where I put my foot down. Pillow talk is where people fall in love, or where it makes or breaks the relationship, because that's where you find out about the individual, the past, how many people they've been with before, what type of person you are, what your flaws are. Man, relationships are really tricky. They really are. I don't want to go too much into my own personal relationship, but we can definitely talk about the idea and what that does for an individual. I mean, because if we look at our lives when we're with other people, this is my personal experience, is that you learn more about yourself. Because the funny thing about human nature is that it's very difficult to see our own flaws, but it's easily seen by others. Your flaws are easily seen by others, rather. And once you have somebody that you are intimate with, that you spend a lot of your time with, they can easily point out those flaws to you that you didn't even know existed, or that you did know existed, but you were kind of hiding them deep down inside. So there is a need for that perspective. And I think that's why a lot of us get into relationships. Just if it's not a relationship for life in terms of falling in love and getting married, it's a learning opportunity. Yeah, it is a learning opportunity, and you get to learn about yourself and somebody else. And there's definitely a lot that goes into keeping a relationship. Firstly, you have to want to be with the person, and I mean really want to be, because dealing with people's flaws is... it takes forgiveness, it takes patience, it takes love. And the worst part for me is that we all have flaws, but it's so difficult for us to put other people's flaws aside in order to move forward, because we always feel like we're right. And that's not always the case. Did you know that you could be wrong and swear you are right? That's a quote from John Mayer. But yeah, man, pillow talk is really, really an extreme sport. That's where everything goes down. I know, especially the ladies, they expose what you say on that pillow, my boy. So if you're a gent out there exposing your biggest life secrets during pillow talk, be careful, my man. Be careful. That thing is risky. It's more risky than skiing in the fucking Alps, man. I'd rather be Michael Schumacher and die on the ski slopes than spit everything from my heart during pillow talk. Because you never know where that's going to go. And here's the other thing. Everybody knows about you from pillow talk. Your girlfriend's friends know everything about you. Absolutely everything, from penis size to when you lost your virginity to whatever the case may be. Just know that if you are in a relationship, you are not only dating the person, you are dating their friends too. Yeah, that's The Weeknd with Starboy. What a great track, what a great track. It's great to be here on this Tuesday morning. It is 7:30 a.m. So it's early in the morning for holiday season. During the year, this is like go time. This is peak time, actually. But here we are. We're on a slowdown. Everything's cooling and everybody's relaxing. Right now, I'm so envious of the people watching the cricket in Newlands right now, man. It's going down so well for South Africa. We are now in the second test of three. South Africa leads the series 1-0. And we are currently 297 for six in the first innings. Sri Lanka is yet to bat. South Africa doing really well, man. I really feel like we are building again, because we lost two greats. Well, more than two, but I think the pivotal characters in our team were Jacques Gallus and Graham Smith. But I don't know how bad I feel about losing Jacques Gallus, to be honest, since Tudor has proven him to be quite a racist. But we don't know, actually. That's the thing about Tudor, man. Tudor is so dangerous. Guys, stay off Tudor. Don't go in there, because the social justice warriors will have you. And I don't want to be a social justice warrior. So let me call you out, Jacques Gallus. Maybe you're not. But I'm really liking the way the cricket is going, man. But yeah, today is a beautiful day. It is Tuesday. I don't know if you guys are relaxing or working, but I was talking about pillow talk being an extreme sport, and how relationships teach us about ourselves and what it is that we see in other people. Is it ourselves, or what we want to be, or, you know, what do we learn from relationships? I mean, people are very reluctant to point out their own flaws. Whereas when you're in a relationship, they in your face. They are in your face, man. But yeah, actually, more than that, I want to know from you guys, what is it that makes the perfect other? Talk to me. I'm alone in the studio here. I feel like I'm a Catholic confessing his sins. But if you guys engage with me, then we have an excellent conversation this morning. Talk to me. Tell me how you feel. What do you look for in the perfect person? You know, maybe it's humor, humorous retort, like the Renegade Report. we always have that humor here. But maybe it's looks. Some people are superficial as anything. Looks are quite important in this world, not even just for yourself, but just getting ahead in life. You know, I actually feel sorry for ugly people. Sorry to all the ugly people out there, because life's unfair and good looking people get further, generally speaking. So I really do feel for you. But I mean, you gotta make your skills super, like Fat Amy. Okay, no, she's not even ugly, she's just fat, and fat is dope. Yeah. This idea of skinny is dead. I really do believe this idea of skinny is dead. Skinny being the new beautiful. Tina sfuna matanga. We want meat. Inyama poi. That's what we all about this summer, man. Don't forget about the gym. Forget about your summer booty. Eat that KFC that you got on Christmas Eve, boy. Eat it. Let us see those cellulite marks. Your mom probably has cellulite, so be humble like your dad and have a woman with cellulite. There's no matter. We love everybody, right? And that's what I want to get to, essentially, is that, you know, how much does the body have to do with the soul when you're with somebody? You know, those things that you tell the person during the extreme sport that is pillow talk become more valuable than the actual time that you have in the bed. You know, now you get to know each other, you get to look to each other in the eyes. That's some serious business, man. The eyes are the window to the soul. So you have to have access to that. And with access to that, you have to decide what is more important to you. Is it the physical act or is it the person that you're with? Just hit me up on Twitter. We could talk a little bit about the soul. This is a favorite topic of mine as a philosopher myself. The soul and what it means in relationships and what it means to you. Is everything just appearance? I mean, in the material world, looking good gets you further. That's for sure. Dress well, smell good, be good, and you are more likely to succeed. But when we talk about that extreme sport in the pillow talk, you've got to have some substance. You've got to have more to offer, man. So tell me what it is about your person or about being in a relationship that you keep on trying. Because, I mean, most of us have been in at least three relationships by an adult age. We've already been in at least three. What makes you keep on going? What makes you keep on going even if you have the feeling that the person is not the one? All right, hold up. I've got a call here from a homie. Let's see if we can put him on. Yo, Rehab.
What is happening?
Oh, what up, boy? I'm easy, dog. You are live on the airwaves at Cliff Central, my boy.
Yeah, I've been tuning in all the way from TGN with MORGALL.
Boy, see, you with the lady. What's up, Morgan? What's up, Rehab? It's good to be talking to you guys, man. I'm feeling like a lonely man in the studio, man. The studio without you is nothing, dog. It's nothing. But I'm holding it down here for us, my boy.
Holding it down as usual, man. You know, we always make it lit, regardless whether it's 2 or 1. You know, people, when they get the both of us, they're just getting a deluxe special.
Too much sauce, actually. That's the thing. Too much sauce. All right, so I've been talking, man, a little bit about pillow talk, right? And I know you're with your girl there, so maybe you can't expose everything that you guys discuss during pillow talk. But I want to know, do you think it's an extreme sport?
No, not at all. See, the thing is, me, I'm all for love, man. And
oh, look at this. Oh, being gooey out here.
See, and I've been hearing you saying that pillow talk is an extreme sport, and, you know, your girl, you're not dating just your girl. You're dating everybody. You know? And I'm like, no, man. You know, it's just depending on who your partner is. If your partner has a loud mouth, then her whole family, her friends are gonna know. But the thing is, right, the way I have it set up.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm speaking too loud and the parents can hear me.
Keep it low key. Keep it low key.
Yeah, bro. But I just feel like pillow talk is necessary, bro, to build that bond.
Yeah. For sure. That's what I'm saying. That's why essentially it's an extreme sport, is because that's where you decide whether this is going to be a real thing or not. It's during the pillow talk, because any time before that, it can be just physical. You can be just going out for a one night thing. But once you start talking to each other and finding about your past and your family, that's a whole lot of context now that you can't ignore about this person. So I do believe that that is where you fall in love. But I say it's an extreme sport for those who maybe don't want to be in love. But you obviously, you're the guy, you're the love gooey guy, right?
I'm the guru of love. Look, I should actually open a business about how to fall in love in 30 days.
Oh, you wanna be Hitch now?
I thought I was. I didn't know for like that. It wasn't actually so, you know. But actually speaking, pillow talk is where I would say people essentially want to find themselves. You know, you want to find yourself digging deep into who your partner is. I mean, next thing you know, You're fucking this person the whole time, only to find out that they're a serial murderer, serial killer.
Yeah.
The whole time, because you never indulged in pillow talk. Indulge in pillow talk, gents, ladies.
Indulge.
Find out. Indulge in the finer things in life.
Yeah, you know? Sometimes skiing on the slopes can be fun. It can be exciting, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're the type of guy who will indulge in the pillow talk. But for me, I don't know, for me that's out, man. But anyway, tell me how your New Year's has been. Tell me, how's it in Durban, brother?
Wow, let me tell you my experience down here in Durban. I thought I wasn't actually in Durban. But,
uh-huh.
You know, obviously, you know, being a vanilla killer, you just experience the finer things in life.
Yeah.
I'm actually staying in an area called Sheffield.
Oh, okay. I thought you were in Belito.
I'm close to Belito. It's like a 5-minute drive away, brother. First beach away from me will be Sheffield Beach, and then you get Salt Rock, and then Belito. On the 31st, it was actually packed to the rafters. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah.
The fireworks display, I actually missed being by the coast. I can't say I'm originally from Cape Town, but I stayed there for quite some time.
Yeah.
This has been about 10 years since I was last at the coast, and it's
what?
Such a refreshing feeling.
That's crazy.
It's such a refreshing feeling. So it's good to have my 2017 start off this way. It's been an inspiring start.
Yeah.
I can only see good things coming from this year.
What did you do for New Year's Eve? By the way, you turned all the way up?
No. I was actually just chilling at the coast watching the fireworks with Morgan, you know?
Oh, okay.
The cliche love thing, getting all the way through
on the
2017,
beach,
you know
fireworks.
What I'm
saying? No, that's so dope, man. Yeah. No, but that's the thing, brother. In this day and age, we have to keep the chivalry alive. And I'm glad that there's homies like you out there. Who's, chivalry's not dead, yo. If you want chivalry, hit up Rio Beso Sesele. You can find him on the West, guys. At 2 p.m. every Wednesday, baby. Chivalry is not dead, man.
Chivalry's not dead, my boy. But how was you? 31st.
Dude, it was great. I was just chilling with the homies, you know, our boys from school, Lois of Zignati, Livu, all of them. We were at a friend's house. We had a bribe. We had some drinks. We were just chatting about what this year has been like. And, you know, everybody just talks about what the future is going to be in 2017. Whether you set resolutions or not, you're still always thinking about what's this next year gonna be like for me. And that's what we're all about, man. And it's good to spend time, because this festive season, you know, you spend time with family. New Year's is usually spent with friends, mostly because you're turning up. what would Morgan's family say? I know you don't drink, but do you think they'd have a problem with you turning up? Because to be honest with you, like, you know me too, I'm a vanilla killer myself, right? And
yeah. There's
nothing better than going on holiday with these vanillas, my boy. Nothing better. You get treated like a star. You're some of the bride master when it's bride time. And the parents let you drink. I've never had a drink in front of my parents ever. But when I had a white girlfriend and we went on holiday to Cape Town, yes, Long Island tea was flowing, my boy. Flowing.
Well, I I don't drink, you know.
Yeah. But are you being naughty?
Naughty in other ways, let's say that.
Hey! You know what I'm saying? All right, the parents of your girlfriend need to be careful when they're gone. When they go to the beach, I know which bed you guys are.
Look, all I'm saying is where there's a will, there's a way, okay?
Even if it means sand in your cooch, there's a will, there's a way. You guys are on the beach. All right, I'm going to ask you a personal question. Sex on the beach, done it, yes or no?
Not yet.
Oh, there's a yet there. Oh, okay. Still to come.
Yeah. That's what 2017 is for, brother.
Are you taking risks? 2017 is about trying new things and taking risks and having sex on a beach on the 3rd of January. You're coming in hot this year. I don't even want to know what's going to happen for you this year because you're coming in blazing, my dog.
All I'm saying is these people need to wake up.
That's the message from Ria Besesele, man. I'm about to go in with the track here. It's been so awesome catching up with you, homie. I hope you have an amazing day there in Durban. And we'll see you back tomorrow, right, for the Worst Guy Show.
Obviously. 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. You know how we hold it down. But hold it down. That's that for the morning people. Do back, brother.
Yeah. All right. Peace out, my brother. We're about to play a track. Hope you guys are having a fantastic day. Much love to you all.
It's all right. It's okay.
You got to deal with Mac Miller, bitch.
That's Mac Miller. Featuring CeeLo Green with We. Man, I love that track so much. Actually, we went to go. I'm joined in studio with a homie, a veteran of the Worst Guys, as a guest every now and again, Mr. Loiso Mzinyati. Yo, what up? Yeah, it's good.
We're keeping it going in 2017.
We're keeping it going. And I was just talking about that track, by Mac.
Yeah, by Mac.
Because we went to the Mac Miller concert earlier this year.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You know, I get offended when you just say Mac Miller because it was Mac Miller and Foster the People.
Oh, really?
As a Foster the People guy, you know, I feel I need to point that out.
Yeah, look,
that was a great day.
Yeah, it was. For me, I was there for one man and one man.
Yeah,
only.
No doubt.
I've been thinking about going to Mac Miller since the kids' days. You know,
when
I first listened to Mac Miller, I'm like, if this guy comes to this country, I'll sell a left nut. I don't care. And if I had sold my left nut, it would have been completely worth it, man. He played that track.
That committed it.
Yeah. It was a dope time. But anyway, yeah, you're back on the airwaves with Mark and Julie. I'm chilling here with Loiso Mzinyati. We're just going to go through the morning with you. We're going to be keeping you company until 9 a.m. What we're going to do right now is go through a couple of news stories that are hitting the headlines. It's still a bit quiet. People are still resting and sleeping out there. But there is some news and we're going to talk about it. Maybe also get into what's happening on the Twitter streets. So stay tuned, yo. It's always...
Me and Ash, Playboy in trouble again. Playboy and Penny at it again. Read about it. Extra, please grab young Baron, extra, read all about it, life story of Playboy Penny, extra.
All right. Okay, so the first story that's caught my attention this morning is that the DA... the Democratic Alliance has accused the ANC of not caring about investment and jobs. The reason for this being is that it follows criticism by the ANC of Tshwane Mayor Solim Simanga for undertaking a trip recently to Taiwan to seek investment opportunities, charging that the visit was in conflict with South Africa's recognition of a One China policy. Okay. So essentially, this homie's taking a trip to Taiwan.
Yeah.
Was it business or pleasure? To me, it seems like it was business.
It seems like it was both. Yeah. I mean, listen, Taiwan, we know it's cheap there right now because with this rand, it's tough now.
Hey,
you know, you hear about the guys going to Thailand. Taiwan is the second best. It's summer there as well.
it's a better way to say December.
I don't blame them. But what's weird is on the SA government's website, like the Taiwanese, you know, South African, you know, kind of relations, there's nothing wrong or untoward there. So like the question now is, wait, what's the situation now? Why can't he go?
Are we just throwing shade because we're so used to the ANC being dodgy? Are we just like, why are you traveling when politicians need to travel? We need international relations.
I mean, Yeah. And clearly we need all the help we can get. I mean, come on, the guy's trying to do something here.
Yeah. But actually, you know, South Africa, I love the fact that we are a growing country, but we definitely do need jobs. And this is, he went to speak to Taiwan and seek investment opportunities. We need investment in South Africa. But over and above that, do you think we need the international arena to support us, to build us, or should we be focusing on building ourselves from the ground up?
Well, you know, well, that's a good question. And of course, you'd prefer to do things yourselves, you know, that whole vuvuzenzele thing. But the fact of the matter is, in this day and age, you need outside help. You know, even big nations like America and then the big boys, you know, you need some sort of, you know, assistance, external assistance. So,
so we're talking about global economy, global assistance, everybody pitching in to make the world better as a whole, as opposed to individual countries standing out. I think that's where the world is going. Do you think we'll ever have a global economy like a world euro?
Yeah, no, I think, I mean, you know, these are the goals you'd want
to
have.
Idealism. Yeah, this is idealism. Mean, yeah. But do you think it's possible if you're not around 100 years, do you think the world will be like, hey, I think it's just better if we all have one currency. There's no stress. There's no, issues with, oh, and visas as well. We don't need visas to go anywhere. I think that would be a dream.
Yeah. That would be incredible. I mean, South Africans, no. Going to Europe, it's no joke.
Man. I get jealous when I see these people from Europe coming to South Africa. It's so easy. They're spending money like it's nothing. I'm like, even if I go to Europe, I'm still going to be a broke ass nigga.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I can only go out once a week. So, I mean, you guys need to choose wisely. You need to choose the day. Otherwise.
Yeah. That's the problem. That's the problem with being South African is that we're still poor, man. But I want to go out there. I want to experience shit. I want the world to be one thing as opposed to a separate nations, but that's real idealism, like way too far ahead, because we still have we still have trouble with our fellow humans, dealing with people, our next door neighbors. We'll get into that a little bit later. We're just going to talk about the way we treat each other as humans, and even as humans versus animals, the difference between the way we treat each other is so significant, and it's quite scary, because we tend to care more for other living creatures than our own kind. Maybe it's because we all know how tough it is to be a human being, and it's like, hey, dude, get your life together.
Yeah.
we all have to go through shit. Just get your life together, because my life is together. But yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later. I just wanted to talk about one more thing that's hitting the headlines here on the Daily Maverick. The ANC's elective conference, although only due in December, is already shaping up as the political highlight of 2017. So the party will spend the year preoccupied with its own program in the run-up to what many expect to be a highly contested gathering, at which Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa is set to lock horns with outgoing AU Commission Chairwoman Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma for the top job. who do you have for the top job between the two?
Nkosazana
Dlamini-Zuma and Cyril Ramaphosa.
Well, you know, I think Nkosazana must realize that having a surname like that is just, I don't know if it's unfair, unlucky or whatever, but we're done with Zumas. Like, that one is retired for government posts forever. If your surname is Zuma and you want to go into, you know, government, you know, I suggest you change it or do something.
Because
we're not going through that again.
Okay. For me, personally, I think Cyril Ramaphosa is the answer for the ANC. Not even for between the two candidates, I still think he's the better of the two. But in terms of the ANC going forward and thinking about how they're going to regain the numbers that they lost during this year's, or last year, wow, it's 2017, during last year's municipal elections, I think Cyril Ramaphosa has the cleanest record. He's a businessman. And he's been gone for all the controversies. But I mean, like, if he were to weigh in, that would probably bring him down in one way or another.
Yeah, no, look, listen, what we need right now is South African stability. And a guy like Cyril Ramaphosa will bring that, you know, regardless of, you know, I know people have issues with him or his party or whatever, but within the ANC, and whether you like it or not, they the guys in the front office right now. I mean, Cyril Ramaphosa seems to be the best bet.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. And I honestly don't give a shit whether he is, because I don't want the ANC to win. So
yeah, but they're going to.
Yeah, they're going to in 2019. But I don't know how long they can keep going like this.
No, true. I mean, we just saw with the We Are ANC. You know, they always seem to come in hot lately, and it's just like, no, slow down.
Yeah. Speaking of, let's go into what's trending here on Twitter, man. There is this hashtag We Are ANC. Okay. So I'm seeing a couple of retweets here. And actually this one is from you, ULM on Twitter.
Yeah.
Thank you. We Are ANC because nuclear deal, tick. The Guptas, a heart. The Constitution, X. We don't give a shit about it. Corruption, we love it.
Of course.
Lies, we smile at them. Accountability, there's none. Flashy lifestyle at your expense. We are ANC, baby.
Yeah.
That is what the ANC is all about, bruh. Flashy lifestyle at your expense, bruh. These guys, they want us to pay e-tax so they can be blessers.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, there's certain realities that just can't be ignored nowadays, you know? It's like, listen, you guys can sell whatever you want, but we're seeing it now, you know?
It's done. Like, the effects are trickling down to the average citizen. To the average citizen. I have a tweet here from Eusebius McKaiser. He's like, ask not what the ANC can do for you, but what your tax money can do for ANC comrades. Hashtag we are ANC. Yo, this is getting real. Where are these shots coming from? Because, I mean, we all know this we are.
No, well, where it comes from is from whoever's running the Twitter accounts for the ANC themselves, because they decide, just a little bit of background for people who aren't familiar with the story. The New Year kicked off and they decided to kind of create a hashtag We Are ANC, hoping that it would just, you know, blow off within their fans.
Oh yeah, propaganda.
About why they love the ANC so much and whatever. However, it totally backfired on them.
It clearly
just went the complete opposite way, where it was like, listen, this is why we don't love the ANC.
Yeah. Okay, so I see the ANC will be holding its 105th anniversary celebration on Sunday, January the 8th at Orlando Stadium. You know, 105 years. I mean, it's a good time to die. Like, if you're a human being,
you live.
You're a hero. You peaked. The ANC peaked with Mandela. You know, the ANC's Usher's confession.
Yeah.
You know, you peaked with Nelson Mandela. You got the decline, and now you're going to resolute. You're going to finish off saying, okay, the ANC did its job. They fucked it up, and now it's time for that fresh energy to come into the building. It's probably going to be a party and a half.
Hey, man. Let's hope we turn up now.
Let's hope Zuma leaves the dab out.
Yeah, no.
Because you can't trick us with that.
Yeah, anymore. No. That's, you know.
You can't trick us with the dab.
I don't even think it's Zuma's fault. Once Hillary did it, it was game over.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, guys, dabbing, it's finished now.
Yeah. It's one of those moves. There's always a move that people get into and love, and then all of a sudden it dies.
I know.
The Nene was a big one.
That one, you know, when it was big in small circles, and then when the commercial guy released that mega song, because apparently that wasn't the actual original Nene song.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of the same with dabbing, really.
Yeah. You see, that's the thing for me, because these trends, when they come out, I'm always like, here's another stupid thing again.
Yeah.
But yes, so here I am walking with my earphones. I find myself dabbing, bro. But apparently, every black man dabs 3.6% of his life. He spends dabbing.
Yeah, well, that would be used to me. I need to catch up.
You're not one of those dabbers.
Yeah, no.
Or a nay-nayer.
Yeah.
I
will say this. I hated on the mannequin challenge when I first saw it. I was what the hell is this nonsense?
Yeah.
Then you start seeing some really cool ones. They bring a song to it that Black Beatles. I could get into this. The only problem for me is I'm completely horrible at staying that still. I mean, how do these guys do it? Dude, the guys don't even move.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible. Yeah. Shout out to those guys hitting out good mannequin challenges.
Yeah, I feel you. Okay, so you can hit us up on WhatsApp. As I told you on the last show, we are on WhatsApp now. You can get us on 0797482090. Just talk to us about anything that we've been talking about so far. We've spoken about the New Year's and the future. We've spoken about pillow talk being an extreme sport. What you say to your partner in those crucial minutes after coitus mean about your relationship and where it's going? And yeah, we're about to have a little conversation about human beings and the way we treat each other in comparison to other beings and other animals. That's a whole new story, if you get what I'm saying. But yeah, before we get into any of that, let's play a track, actually a one that we were just talking about, man. I hope you're out there.
I'm gonna try to give a mannequin challenge on right now.
Do the mannequin challenge, baby. Black Beatles by Ray Shrimmett. I don't know how you guys did on that mannequin challenge out there.
Listen, I was
fit.
Still for the whole form.
All 4 minutes.
Hey, you were here to witness it.
Yeah. I can't do that. But anyway, I hope you guys are having a blessed Tuesday morning. It's been so dope hanging out with you guys, man. Just hit us up on the WhatsApp streets, man. Send us a DM. Go down in the DMs. Like I said, our number here at Cliff Central is 0797482090. Or you can get us on Twitter at @_worstguys or at cliffcentral.com. We are having a lovely breakfast. We hope you're having a breakfast. 2 eggs. Don't even heat up your eggs because this show is too hot. It's too hot. You don't want to burn them now, do you? You don't. Anyway, it's Malcolm Julie here from The Worst Guys. I'm chilling with my homeboy, Lois Mzinyati. He is a guest just coming, keeping me company. It was a bit quiet earlier. It's a bit lonely in these Joburg streets. Everybody's on holiday. Everybody's relaxing. But no. We got to get going. It's a new year. It's 2017. We got shit to do, yo. So wake up. Also had a call from Ria Betswe Sesele, my partner in crime, who hosts the show with me on Wednesdays. So yeah, catch that as well tomorrow from 2 to 3, because that's where we unleash the beasts. And that's where the comedy really happens. That's where it really happens. Yeah, we've been talking a little bit about what's been trending on Twitter. The We Are ANC being the specific one. Oh shit! Okay, something new just came up. I don't even know how dope it is, but the name is just killing me. Okay, hashtag 2017 Sangoma predictions.
You know what? That must be awesome.
It must be amazing. Okay, I'm going to go through the couple of top tweets here. Okay, you see one here from Sunil Osman. Hashtag 27 Sangoma predictions. The Doom Prophet shall rise.
You know what? The Doom Prophet had his moment, I think. Yeah. I think 2016 was his year.
Yeah, he had his 15 minutes of fame. It's kind of done now.
Yeah, we're moving on.
Yeah. Okay, what else do we have? Clientele adverts will stop being consistent and reminding us that we are going to die. Hashtag 2017 Sangoma prediction.
They are pretty good.
Hey, they remind us. Desmond Dube is always saying, hey, Tota, your time is ticking.
Or like the Kaiser Chiefs life insurances. It's like, yes. Yeah. When you think about life insurance, you definitely think about Kaiser Chiefs.
Exactly. Okay. 2017. Sangoma predictions. This is a tweet from a tweet guru at Just Corley. Babes, what do was going to win lyricist of the year?
Hey, she might just.
Hey, but those lyrics are deep. Lale.
Hey, listen, I'm not, unless it's for that performance last week at Zim, I'm not letting you hate on how babes
are. The performance in Zim, what happened to the performance in Zim? Is that where she just walked around not giving
a shit? Well, seemingly it was a third or fourth performance in a couple of days, and she's known for the dancing in the music video. And she was just walking around.
She didn't have the energy.
Yeah. I mean, kudos to her. She did apologize afterwards, but. Aww. Yeah, I mean, if I were to go to a Babes Odumo concert, I'd be going for her dancing.
Yeah, I saw Babes Odumo live, actually. We're at the Christmas station at Carfax. And Babes Odumo's ass, guys, we got to talk about that.
She can get it.
That thing is worth 100K. The 100K that she charges for a performance.
It's worth it to go to an hour concert to see Wolo.
Yeah. I don't even know. I feel sorry for the Zim guys now, because they must have missed out on that.
Yeah,
that's what they're complaining about.
Yeah, yeah, We would rather you not sing but dance, because we want to see some of that.
Yeah, some shit jiggle. Yeah, speaking of performers, okay, Mariah Carey. I think she's toast.
Listen,
I think she's toast. And this is why. Okay, she had a concert, right? And she was lip syncing.
Yeah, you know, there's this conflicting report saying, oh no, the production and the background music was messed up. But you know, Mariah, you've done this a couple of times.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
you
know what I think it is about Mariah.
What?
She had her moments. She had her heyday. She's there's still demand clearly for Mariah, but she's like, guys, I'm just tired now. You know, it's like, you know, she came out, she tweeted afterwards, after the whole thing. She's like, hey man, shit happens.
Yeah.
On to 2017 with a smile on her face.
She's done. She's got her money. She's going to make it. She's going to perform. If the performance goes bad,
I mean, it's a bad day
at the office.
Yeah.
But I think she lost her groove when Nick Cannon left.
Yeah, oh, you think...
I think Nick Cannon had a big part to play in that.
Or maybe he was keeping her young.
Keeping her on her toes.
Yeah.
And now she's really got into that.
Yeah, now that she's body like, phase. Yeah, guys, yeah.
Okay, because it says on the New York Times, Mariah Carey suffered through a performance train wreck in Times Square on New Year's Eve as malfunctions left her at a loss vocally during her hit song Emotions, struggling to reach notes and to sync the lyrics and music.
Her range has been going for a while, you know. I mean, I say that as a fan of Mariah, you know, but she hasn't been the same for at least, you know, 5 or so years.
Yeah. And I mean, like, she's singing old classics. I don't know if she did any numbers, but there's We Belong to Here, Together Here, Emotion. It's one of those Metro FM on a Sunday tracks.
Yeah. Listen.
Well, not anymore with a 90% local play, but you know when Metro FM
used to.
Yeah. So I don't know. I definitely think she's washed. But hey, Mariah, do what you do. She does have an amazing voice.
Hey man, if that paycheck's coming out for you to be there, then I can't hate on that.
You might as well. Okay. That's what's been happening on the Twitter streets. Let me catch up with you, because guys, I love cricket, man. I won't even lie to you, man. This is my best
sport.
You see, this is the thing. I keep telling people that Test cricket is the best form of cricket there is.
Hands down, that's not even a question.
And these new age, these nouveau cricket fans who are watching the T20s and all that shit are real disappointments.
Listen, this is how you need to get them into it. It's like, okay, Test cricket is the best. To a guy who's not too sold on Test cricket.
Yeah.
Because you can't tell him, oh, it's the best, and go deep into the cricket stuff.
Yeah.
You can say it's the best because for 5 days from 8 to 6, you get to drink nonstop.
And that's why
it's the best. For 5 days.
Yeah. And party, you know, like
the T20 is like what? 3 hours or ODI 6 hours.
Not enough.
Yeah, it's not enough.
Not how South Africans do. South Africans know how to drink. That's what I know.
Especially at sporting events.
Yeah. So the cricket is going down in Newlands right now. Damn, I wish I could be there with a beer.
I was at the Newlands New Year's Test last year.
Yeah.
And just looking at it now, it's heartbreaking, you know. I think I was sitting over there. I wish I was there, you know. Actually, on that note, shout out to and I say this as a diehard Joburg, but shout out to the Cape Town guys for ever filling out Newlands cricket ground.
That is without a doubt a beautiful test, the most beautiful test match
maybe even in the world.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe in the world, to be honest. But I still think Joburg does hold it down in terms of ODIs, wonders.
Listen, Cape Town, you know, you guys, you do your thing on Newlands, New Year's Eve test, you know. Come on. Like Joburg, ODIs, Wanderers, the bull ring. Come on.
Yeah, that's where you see AB do damage.
Yeah, that's
where you see AB.
That's where it goes
on.
Down. But as a diehard Joburger, guys, when that third test comes at the Wanderers, we gotta step our game.
Show face.
Yeah, but you know what the problem is? We back at work during that time.
Yeah,
you know?
That is true. They're still on holiday.
I don't want to give too much credit to those guys down there. You know, we hold our own.
Okay, so tell me, since we're on the topic, Cape Town versus Joburg. I know we're Joburgers, so we're about to say Joburg is the best. But let's actually try compare them.
Yeah.
Okay. scenically, Cape Town wins.
Yeah,
obviously.
That's not
Cape
even
Town
a
wins
debate,
around
yeah.
the world yeah. almost. It can compete with the best of the best because of the sea, because of the mountain.
Yeah.
Never mind, you might get bitten by a shark, but it's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's a shark.
I ain't swimming in the ocean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah,
what I don't own a surfboard.
Yeah, yeah. When, as soon as my feet go in, I do that running out thing that people do.
You run with the wave back to the beach. Okay, so scenically, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
The restaurants are a bit of a problem.
Yeah, yeah, you know what? Not only do you have to take out your wallet there,
but it's a bit expensive, and you know, black people aren't treated so well there. You know?
Well, I mean, I may be on a till slip, it may say, hey, five coloreds, one black, two white.
So
you watch out for that.
You need to watch out for that. But I do believe that Cape Town is beautiful. It's a lovely holiday destination.
Yeah, and that's the key word. Holiday destination.
Yeah.
And no, unless you are 50 and have lived your life, no one wants to live in a holiday destination forever.
Yeah.
You know, you think you do, you say you do, but you really don't.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that's where Joburg wins for me.
Yeah.
It's the energy, man. The life that is here.
The hustle.
Everything explodes out of Joburg in this country. You know, from music to entertainment to business, everything starts here, explodes out, and then spreads through everything else. So for me, the reason why I love Joburg is that we are the pioneers of this country. And there's nothing Cape Town can say about that. They can compete, especially with music. There is music in Cape Town.
You're being such a homer right now, but I love it. Carry on.
Yeah, I am. I wish you had somebody from Cape Town here to tell us. If you're from Cape Town, actually, maybe that could be our poll for today. Cape Town or Joburg? Yeah, we're going to do that right now. Tell me which one you are more of a fan of, all right? And you can tell us what the reason is. Don't say it's the beach, man, because obviously then we can't compete.
Yeah, what do you want us to do about that?
Yeah. There is a beach party. There's always beach parties. You know when you go to a club and they put sand on the floor. Like this is a beach party.
There was one recently in Newtown not too long ago. It's like you can see the Joburg Highway, the M1, and you're standing on beach on sand. It's like what
the hell am I doing? All right, okay, cool. So that's been what's been happening. Oh, we didn't even tell you the scores of the cricket, man. Right now it's 297 for 6. South Africa is still batting. We're probably gonna reach tea around 10 o'clock. Yeah, around.
No, 10. We start play around 10 and then.
Oh, yeah. The Sri Lanka's about to go in with their innings, yeah?
We still need to bat. It was actually touch and go yesterday. Earlier on, we lost 3 quick wickets, but Alga and Faf, and then Alga and Takak held it down. So yeah.
All right. Cool, man. That sounds so dope. Really wish we could be there. We're all behind you, the Proteas. Yeah. Look, we're gonna go into the topic of the day that we've just been waiting for. I hope you guys are still having a good time out there. Let's have a fresh Tuesday, you know. I love this guy.
Oh yeah.
Anderson .Paak, baby. Featuring Schoolboy Q. That's Anderson .Paak featuring Schoolboy Q. Am I wrong? Lloyd, do you believe that sentiment that if she can't dance, then she can't whoop?
Yeah, you know.
You got to be able to turn up.
You have to.
Because it's all about rhythm, right?
You know, even if you don't like turn up, you have to at least.
You have to have the rhythm. If you sway from left to right, but you sway on beat, you know?
Yeah, but that's the no rhythm status quo, you know? You have to be able to. If you can't do that.
Yeah, then you can't do anything. Then you can't whoop. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a blessed Tuesday. With you, my name is Mark and Julie will be here until 9 a.m. And I'm starting to get sad because it's almost that time. But you know, we've got so much more in store for you as the worst guys. I'm chilling with my guest, Lois Mzinyati, taking you through the morning. All right. So we actually had a topic that we wanted to go into. It's about how we treat each other as human beings in comparison to the other creatures of the world, other animals, other whatever the case may be, plants, vegetables. I know it sounds like it's about to get really hippie, but it's not. We're just going to talk about why that might be that we treat other humans with less compassion than we do animals. Right? Like rhinos. The love for rhinos is insanity.
Hey, well, you know.
I was watching a stand-up comedy show by Michael Che. Is it Michael Che?
Michael
or
Che.
Che.
The Saturday Night Live guy, right?
Yeah. He's incredible. He was talking about how he doesn't give a shit about Harambe. Oh. The gorilla. He didn't even mention his name.
Yeah, but to be fair, though, I think that evolved more into a meme discussion, you know?
Mm.
It's not like the rhino, you know, or
the
any
pushing.
Other.
Yeah.
I think
the outcry.
I think it was this. First of all, the story, how it came.
Yeah,
to...
that was a pretty bizarre story. Yeah, okay. a baby with a gorilla, that was a
complete. Who do you blame? The kid or do you blame the parents? You know, because that's been a lot of debate as well. You can't be watching your child all the time, and you were watching him, he could have still jumped
done
in.
That.
Yeah.
All right. So I think the reason for him saying that he doesn't give a shit, and part of the reason why I don't as well, is because there's a lot of things that are happening to actual human beings that we're not paying attention to. The Black Lives Matter movement
in America.
And this is from an American perspective, obviously, American comedian, and he's talking about how things are happening to people.
Yeah.
To real people, and that should be our first priority. Do you agree with that, people being the first priority? Because, I mean, since the dawn of time, we've been our own first priority.
Yeah.
And
I think that's what makes it complicated, is that we actually are our first, people are our first priority. I mean, when you look at the basis of things that we do, just on the base level, it's all to do with us and, you know, making human lives easier.
The world is human centric.
Yeah. However, when you make it more individual, you know, that's when it becomes, you know, well, I care for my dog like he's my family or my best friend I go on safaris or reservations or whatever and reserve parks and I see like the rhinos and the elephants and that's where it becomes really complicated, you know, because we can look at it as in, oh well, you don't care, you seem to not care about the guy on the side of the road, and it's like, no, I do. It's just within my life, you know, this is the things I have the means to focus on.
It's
very complicated.
The bringing up the guy on the side of the road, the hobo, which we all know and have encountered. I'm not going to give every hobo R1.
No one is.
Right. But the thing that I've found bizarre is that a lot of the time, if you find a stray dog or something, people will tend to rush to go save the dog. It's like, oh my God, who's the owner of this dog? What's happening? I need to save it. I need to send it to the SPCA. The hobo, on the other hand, we've just neglected. He's on the side of the road. He's like, it's just another hobo.
Yeah.
This is more poverty. And we've become so desensitized to the fact that this guy is living a life below the standard of dignity, right?
Yeah.
And we don't involve ourselves in that much. You know, there are I'd say the reason for that is because as humans we understand that life is tough.
Yeah.
And
it is
a struggle. So when you see somebody who is not living
hasn't really made it, quote unquote, yet. Yeah.
You kind of go sort your shit out, dude.
Yeah, no, exactly. And it's kind of like that thing of, you know, well, I've worked, I've done this and this, A and B to get where I am, whatever. And I don't have, you know, the means or, you know, whatever you want to call it to now, you know, help you out.
Yeah.
You know? And, I mean, it's.
I don't know. I don't think it's possible. Do you think it's possible to go back to being a hobo from what you know now? Like, do you think life could get so tough for you that you just resort to being in your life? Yeah, that you resort to being a hobo.
Well, look, listen, I think it's possible for anyone to become a hobo.
Really?
Yes. Well, you know, anything things can happen.
Yeah,
to become a hobo, you know.
Okay. But you need to, like, you've got the capacity, I'd believe, to get out of that situation. That's what I think about hobos, is that the reason why we don't help them is because they have a brain, they have the ability to go and do something.
Yeah, but you know, you're quite right. That is the sentiment, but it's also, I believe, a little wrong, because it's like you don't know what led to it, or you know.
Yeah. What would your first move be as a hobo?
Yeah, I don't even know, man.
You know what I'd do? For me, it would be getting a shower. A clean cut shower or some sort of bathing.
Listen, you know, I'm going to have to disagree with you here, because I'd assume if things are really going bad for you, the last thing on your mind is making sure other people find you clean.
No.
You're thinking of food. Thinking of not having to stand in the rain or whatever, you know, extreme weather.
The reason why I say that mine would be getting clean is to get a job. That's the first thing I'd do. As a guy, obviously, I'm more educated, so I know more than the hobo would know. But I think
that's the thing.
If you're clean and you approach, I don't know, Virgin Active or wherever the case may be, and say, look, I can do toilet work. I'll clean out your toilets. I'll take out the bins. I'll do anything for...
Yeah. But on that note, though, we're also forgetting, you know, other factors that play into it. South Africa is, I believe, third in the world, if not second in, focused on youth unemployment.
Yeah.
I think
we are around 50%. Yeah, 56%. It's more, you know, the majority of people
are unemployed.
Stuff
like that plays a role into it. It's just the competitiveness that is, you know, this world, you know, and it's like, let's say he cleans himself up, like you said, and the guy who's homeless, you know, just tries his best and
just
tries to get out of there. But then you get a guy who isn't homeless,
and he's cleaned that store before.
Yeah, and he's like, oh no, I live there with my parents. I only have matric, whatever. But he's still got a leg up than the guy. Unfortunately, he's got kind of, you know, superiority over this guy.
Okay. So what I'm getting from you is that the world is competitive for everybody. Everybody's trying to make it. Everybody's trying to get their own.
Yeah, and I think in a lot of humans' minds, it's the fact that we feel that animals like such as rhinos, dogs, or whichever ones you want to name, we feel that they can't take a hold of their own situations as well as we can because of the way we kind of took over the world pretty much, you know.
Yeah, so the helping animals and the like is just based on the fact that they can barely help themselves.
In our minds. I'd imagine people look at it as in, well, listen, there's 7 billion humans, we're only rising. However, with most other species, getting more endangered, some are on the brink of extinction, you know, whether it's poaching or whatever the case is, you know, and that maybe that's what draws us to, you know, kind of make that a priority.
Yeah, I think it has a lot to do with guilt as well.
No doubt.
As human beings, we've been so focused on ourselves that we destroy, everything in our path to get what we want. And I think now that we're more aware of the effect that our behavior has had on the earth, on the planet, we're starting to be like, okay, shit, we need to do something about
this. Like climate change. Finally starting to come around.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's too late. Apparently.
It's way too, too late. You know, I mean, there's not really much that can be done.
We've got too far. But do you give a shit about rhinos?
Listen, I acknowledge that there's a rhino poaching problem.
Yeah.
There is.
Okay.
However, I will say that it seems that a lot of people, and again, this is a discussion, and I'd love for somebody to call in and kind of explain, somebody who's very, very pro
animal rights.
Yeah, animal rights, or is in the anti-rhino poaching movement, to explain the nuances of
why this is so serious and whatever. So
but you know, just back to your question, when I see, I'm more of the human guy, you know, when I see more things going on in terms of, you know, let's not even go to the most negative things, just in terms of unemployment and in terms of, you know,
poverty.
Poverty.
The lack of
unequal
water,
wage,
drought,
and,
yeah.
stuff like
unequal
that.
Wages, yes.
It's like, yeah, well.
We have bigger problems.
I would say yes.
Yeah.
But you know, I care about rhinos.
Yeah.
Know, that's the worst part about this conversation. It's like when you, it comes off as in, well, you know, I don't give a shit about rhinos or any other dogs or whatever. But I do.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, listen.
We have more important things to deal with.
Yeah. As human beings.
Yeah. We have to look out for number one.
Number one, yeah.
yeah, that's true. Okay, for me, to be honest, animals, nature, you know, I do care about it, but if it were to go extinct, whatever.
Like, but you see, another thing that people will be quick to point out after what you just said is we depend on
them. We depend on them, yeah.
There is such a thing as a food chain. I know you learn about it when you're like 10 and you think it's a waste of time, but this stuff is actually quite important.
The ecosystem.
Okay.
if the gorillas were to go extinct, how long would it take for you to notice?
Hey man, you know what?
That's all I'm saying.
I live in Joburg, dude. Like, so yeah.
Unless you're frequenting the Joburg Zoo, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna know.
Okay. Save the rhinos and save the people.
Have you even seen a rhino in your life?
I have, like, maybe once a couple of years ago. I went on to a safari drive in Kenya.
Yeah, and I think that's what also makes it challenging to get into these, you know, kind of outreach programs or whatever. It's like, well, it's good that you on this anti-poaching and you want to preserve rhinos and stuff. It's like, for me, I haven't seen rhino. I've never seen a rhino.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But I have seen thousands of homeless people. And I have seen so many people in poverty, you know, so it would make sense that I would care about that more.
Okay.
And it also would make sense that a guy who lives in Nelspruit or, you know, wherever, where there's more wildlife, to care more.
Because he sees it right in front of his face.
I don't think there is a right or
but
wrong.
But as a Joburg, let's talk about this, because we're talking about hobos and how we try to help. And there was a CEO sleep out, actually, where Cliff Central was a part
a
of last
controversial,
year.
Wasn't
it was controversial because they blocked the bridge and a lot of people were saying
were
that
like, yeah, well,
afterwards it's still going to be the same.
You go back to your five-star hotels.
So I think there's always a certain level of cynicism when it comes to people helping other people. There's this, it's like, why? Why are you doing this?
We want to know what the motive is behind everything.
And where's the money going? They can tell you it's going to this and this charity, but everybody wants to know where's the money going. Maybe it's because, we don't see where the money goes.
Yeah, we don't. And also, you know, our history, well, to be fair, all countries, but our history of corruption and stuff, we have to question everything.
We have to
be like, well, is this really happening? You know, is what you say is gonna happen actually gonna happen? That's what, because I remember when that whole thing happened, I was on the side of what they did was awesome, because it was better. Yes, you're right, they go back to their five-star mansions and they and whatever they did the case is, but they raised money for charity. Doing that for that 8 hours or whatever did more than, you know, them just doing nothing.
I
couldn't understand what the criticism was.
me neither. And I've never slept a night out on the streets.
I haven't. And
but
a CEO
these
has.
CEOs
yeah,
have.
You
and
know,
they've,
so shout
they've
out.
Got the experience. Yeah, shout out to them for actually making an effort.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that is ultimately it, is that when it comes to human beings, we understand that, A, it's actually every man for himself, aren't you?
Yeah, they are.
So
yeah,
there's a lot of skepticism when it comes to helping other human beings, because everybody needs help.
Everybody needs help.
Everybody could do with a leg up. If those CEOs said, this sleep out is for all the struggling artists out there, I'd be like, what? That's so dope.
And pretty much what you just said, you know, it is hard out here and life is tough.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why, think about, you know, people who are, you know, working hard and whatever. What brightens your day, you know? For a lot of people, it's going home, seeing your dogs, taking them for a walk or whatever. So it kind of would make sense why you'd be, you know, so, you know.
And you can, if you look into animals' eyes, you can see their souls.
you can see that they're living creatures. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. No,
it's
no
easier
doubt,
to care
no
about
doubt,
an animal when you can look it in the eye and be like, whoa, what are we doing?
You know, I will say, snakes and rats, I'm not too sure you guys, I'm not too sure you guys are souls. You know,
Yeah, I hear you on that.
Yeah.
Fuck a snake. A snake could go extinct right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care how it affects the ecosystem.
Yeah.
Maybe we won't have Eve eating the apple if we have snakes gone.
I'm actually being unfair to snakes because I've never even seen a snake like just roaming around personally.
Yeah.
But rats, I'll never stop my war on rats. You got to go.
You got to go. Yeah, I completely agree, man. But yeah, ultimately the sentiment here is that we need to care for both. We need to care for both. I think as humans, we need to start caring more about environment. I personally have consciously decided not to litter.
Yeah.
No matter where I am, I'll hold whatever I'm holding in my pocket.
Or keep it in your car instead of throwing it out.
Yeah, I'll keep it until there's a bin. There's no way I can go through a day without crossing a bin.
And that was the discussion when people were saying, well, what can the normal citizen do for climate change and all this stuff? And people were like, listen, there's not much you can do on a grand scale now, but what you can do is try prevent any more damage.
Yeah.
So that boils down to what you were saying. Just don't litter anymore, you know? Whatever the case is, don't, in terms of the climate and whatever, don't
contribute.
Yeah, don't contribute.
Yeah. Keep it green, guys. Keep it green. Get them herbs going. That's what it's all about. Keep it green. Keep it herby. All right. So if you want to join us on the conversation, you can hit us up on WhatsApp on 0797482090. Especially if you're a animal lover. I want to get a true animal lover. So you can tell us exactly what it is that touches your heart about this specific conversation. But I do also feel that we need to care more about each other.
Sorry, and on that note, like we said, you know, humans, we've kind of made everything about us and whatever. Just now for New Year's Eve, you know, guys got their fireworks lit
cracking,
up.
Boys.
And my first response as a owner of dogs have been for over 15 years. It was like, I hope your dogs are indoors.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've put them in a place where the sound can be minimized, you know, because that's what we've done all the time. And, you know, you could hear some dogs out there barking.
And it's pretty hectic. Yeah, I was walking through.
The dogs really get shaken up over that. And people do know. But
they don't think.
Yeah, they don't really think about it in greater detail.
Yeah. And it's actually not even just dogs, because I was walking through the CBD. I was actually on my way to the Bri where we had New Year's. And fireworks were going off in the CBD, but I was out here ducking bullets, my boy. I was like, that could be. So I understand if I'm afraid. Imagine what the dogs feel like.
Man. Exactly.
Yeah, but anyway, we've just been talking about so much this morning. I hope you guys have enjoyed the conversation. We are here with the worst guys. My name is Mark Julia. I am your host for the day. Tell us how you feel about the way we treat animals in comparison to the way we treat human beings. Which one do we love more? Obviously ourselves, because we wouldn't be slaughtering them chickens left,
gotta
right.
Gotta look out for numero uno.
Do you think chickens know they taste really good? Like, do you know, like, yo, there's a reason why we get slaughtered.
They must know, because, you know, with goats and chickens and all of them.
Yeah.
When people are approaching to, you know, kind of. They know.
Yeah,
they know what's up.
If you're about to slaughter the goat that's on the rope, it knows.
Yeah. It's like, things are getting hot. Yeah.
But I could never be a vegan.
Yeah, hey, listen.
You see, this is where I think there's a crossroads in the debate where the circle of life is interrupted by how much we care about nature. Because I still do believe that human beings are supposed to eat meat. We've got teeth for meat. We are part of the.
It's like with babies and people who have vegan parents or whatever. It's like, you know, you have to feed your child meat for, I think it's the first 5 years or whatever.
Yeah.
Then from there, you know, you can do something else. But, you know, that in itself proves that we need meat.
Yeah.
But
we're animals. We're out here. We're still animals. That's the thing. The only thing is that we've got a higher consciousness, which is great for all the developments that we've had. But at the end of the day, we're still animals.
Yeah,
we're still going to eat that chicken. We're still going to slaughter that cow. You know what I'm saying? And I don't have any shame in that.
Survival of the
fittest. Exactly.
And it goes back to what you just said. We are, and we humans love forgetting that we're animals.
Yeah, dude,
you know,
we do love forgetting. Yeah. All right. Anyway, let me play your track before we head out this morning. That's Swada by Kulichana featuring Noshi. I'm a bird man. Actually, I'm the worst. Catch me on the worst, guys, every Wednesday at 2 p.m. You know, it's always popping with us. It's always popping with us. Just as I saw something, a tweet from Hella Zeller earlier, we were talking about Solim Simanga's visit to Taiwan causing a stir within the ANC. Hella Zeller just tweeted, have I just heard news correctly that ANC threatening to withdraw Solim Simanga's passport for visiting Taiwan? Incomprehensible. Man, how many times does Zuma's passport deserve to be revoked? There was a time where people were talking about calling him down. He was chilling, having burgers with Mugabe in Zimbabwe, talking about how to be a dictator.
All his friends in Dubai stashing money.
Hey, yo.
Allegedly.
he deserves his passport to be taken away. So, yeah, this is really incomprehensible. So, ANC fucking up yet again. We are hashtag we are ANC.
Hey, man.
That's what should be the story.
Let's hope they either get better or let's hope we survive until 2019. Hey, Two more years to go.
I still don't think there'll be much change, but something's gotta give.
Well, we can hope, right?
Yeah, we can hope. We can't lose hope in ourselves, man. This has been such a crazy day. We talk about animals versus humans, the way we treat each other. Man, I'm all about the love. That's what I'm about, man. But also, I'm not hosting any hobos at my crib, so
yeah,
I can't judge you for my
and have you SMS'd the save rhino for 20 rand?
For 20 bucks, no, it's my boy.
Okay, then.
Never. But here's the thing, like if I'm a hobo, I need to work my way out of it. That's everybody's situation. I know it's tough, but there's always a way. Where there's a will, that's a way. That's one
yes,
thing I do.
Yes, but we've never been there, so we can't take that approach. I mean, that's a little unfair.
Imagine
to take that
approach.
Imagine
not education, B.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Some of them are.
Yeah.
You never know what can lead to, you know,
that situation. But imagine, Nje, just speaking, imagine how rough it would be without an education. Like, not knowing how to do anything. No skills, dog. The world will take you for a cut. You become one of those hobos who wash people's windows by force.
Those guys just trolling people. That's what they do.
They don't give
a
shit.
Just trolling people.
They know that it's gonna make your windscreen more dirty. I think it's a hobo's revenge.
The guy once did it. It was on my router. It was unavoidable. And the one day I took out a 20 rand note. I'm like, I rolled out the window. I'm like, if I give this to you, you never do it again. He's like, yeah.
Even though
2 days later, I couldn't believe it. Yeah, you got me.
It's a cult. Revenge of the hobos. That's what it is. Yo, man, I hope you guys are having a fantastic Tuesday morning. I know a lot of you might still be on holiday, but we are here and we are ready to take you through whatever you are going through, whether you are relaxing, whether you are going off to work. Man, I can't believe there's some people who are going off to work, man. Can you believe that?
Well, you should believe it. You're here right now.
Yeah. But my work is fun. I mean, like, imagine going out and talking to your boss about statistics and that shit, man.
Hey, listen, some people love statistics. Come on.
That is true. Some people do love statistics.
But I get your point.
Whatever you're doing, I hope you are enjoying yourself, man. I really do, because that's what life is about. Let's not forget the hobos. We do need to focus on ourselves, and we do need to make our lives dope, right? That's what I think. All right.
Well, that's definitely the first priority.
Yeah, but some people's first priority is to be humanitarians, like philanthropists.
I would say that's their occupation. But I mean, you know, first you look. I mean, look at guys like Bill Gates and stuff. They philanthropists, very yeah. good philanthropists. But first, what do they do first? They look out for themselves, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that.
All right, so make it first, y'all. Make it first, and then we can help these hobos out. All right, let me play one more track for you before we get into the freestyle session with the worst guys. It's been an absolutely lovely morning hanging out with you guys. Hit us up on Twitter at @_worstguys or at cliffcentral.com. If you want to say anything, we are here to hear it, baby.
Dark nights in my prayers. I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. resentment that turned into a deep depression.
Yeah, that is Kendrick Lamar with All Right. Love that track. Love that video, man. It's absolutely amazing. Yeah, man, we're just about to wrap up the show. It's been an incredible time hanging with you guys for this breakfast. I hope you had the best breakfast with the worst guys. Like I said, my name is Malcolm Julie, man. We'll be back tomorrow on Wednesday with the actual Worst Guys show from 2 p.m. And you can catch us again here on Thursday morning doing a breakfast show as replacements for Gareth Cliff. He will be back on Monday. But as usual, if you listen to our show, we're going to finish off with the freestyle from the West, guys. I'm just going to go in. I'm just going to go in on this beat, yeah. It's too dope. It's too dope. Listen, Zinyari. Thank you very much for hanging out with the boy.
Good to be here.
The West, guys. It's another Tuesday. The sun is shining. We're feeling good. And everything is all right.
Everything is all right.
Yeah. I don't need a pen, man. I just put it on the paper in my mind. I do it so well, it makes you blind, cause I'm so surprised. You don't have to see, I'm in the drop. But also all these other people call me Marky Mark. Look, I wanna take you to the future. Maybe we have a man watching the picture that you can. But that's so far, come here with me. You can drive my car, cause there's no traffic. It's a habit, I'm spitting and I'm so fantastic. You guys are so fast and I'm half-assed in it. You know I could swing it. Everybody knows that I'm singing, I'm winging. Oh, let me play this game again. Central.com.